Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston.
Renee.
You look like you've had a shot since last I've seen you, and not the alcoholic kind.
I was going to say, is that a insult or a compliment?
You look drunk.
You look wasted, but hey, I love that for you. You seem to be having
it's
fun.
Great. You seem very, you tipped over immediately upon recording, and it tipped me off that, well, she's had a whole day.
Yeah, I've had a little single shot of Moderna.
Excusez-moi.
Mm-hmm. And you?
I love it. Yes.
You look a little wasted yourself.
Well, thank you so much. I definitely did the thing where I was like, well, I'm going to say it to you so that you ask me, Do I also look pretty wasted? Here in LA, just vaccines galore for everybody. I was telling you before we started recording, the tricky element is that we were supposed to open April 15th is when everybody could get a vaccine.
Yeah.
So you and I were like, all right, we're ready. Then around Thursday, you're just phones are blowing up of like, hey, they've got an excess here. They've got an excess there. They've got an excess there. And then the like LA Weekly started to say, hey, here's what's coming. An old cool as a cucumber over here noticed that, I'm having a hard time swallowing and I'm just very sweaty. I'm just like, oh, you're a little bit nervous about this. You're a little curious how this is going to work.
Yeah.
So I did the dumb thing you do when you, well, I'm going to say that we all do, but I don't know if anybody else has done
dumb
this.
Dumb also. Yes. I think you just did a thing, which is good.
I did a thing. Well, when I tell you this part, you may be like, oh, now that's odd. Back when I used to tour a lot, I would get a little bit nervous about the new city. So I'd just drive around on Google Maps, checking out the sites, seeing where my latest hangs were. But in that learned that like, if you know the location, that'll start to like relieve your anxiety a little
Definitely.
Bit. So after work, Tug and I drove down to one of the universities that was giving them away just to check a lay of the land.
Tug drove, right? Because you were going to be
drove.
Getting
shot. Yeah, I was nervous.
Yeah,
I was sweaty. I covered that. I was sweaty. And so he was like, listen, why don't you sit the seat back? Put on you some favorite tunes. Get yourself on over there. I tell you what, like they'd been expecting me for days. They were just like, get on in here, you. So what I thought was going to be a bit of a lay of the land check turned out to be guess who's got a Johnson & Johnson in her?
Ooh-wee.
This one.
Wow.
Right here. Yep. Great. How are you feeling?
I'm fine. like I said, my arm was really sore. And there was part of me that was like, did I work out? Just my shoulder yesterday and forget.
Just the one single delt move that I do every now and again.
But other than that, I felt great. And it's kind of a surreal feeling also to be, I still have another one to go, but to be closer to just like the world opening, that's wild.
It's crazy because there was definitely, and there's, you have flashes of this entire pandemic of, August, September, October, you're just like, how are we getting out of this? And then to, be on our way out is wild. Yeah.
It's wild. Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. Over here, Tug was great. Tug got a little bored. Got a little bored with the true miracle of science. And then got a little jealous that there was no treat for him.
Because
you
roll
down the window. Mom got a treat. Where's Tug's treat?
Yeah, I mean, that is fair. They're not offering enough services for the dogs that might be in the cars. I'll give them that.
Sure. Yeah. It's my only note. And that it was perfect.
Yeah.
I love it. Now, listen.
Yes.
Speaking of dogs being places.
We really do.
Got some pretty good stories today.
Appropriate ones, I'd say.
Yeah. Maybe even sort of relating to what we just talked about. Do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into this very episode? I'm hoping you say yes because
really
you're my only option.
That's okay. Yeah.
Okay, good.
So this week we have our Crick Crumb Boat updates, of course. We've got an icy Tug and I've got a still barking, still waiting for DNA results. That's what I titled my segment. We have a Mime Up Minute from Lydia with Kubro and Mia. We have some dog news about two tiny guard dogs chasing away a full bear. Oh. Yeah.
Whoa. Feel like we sort of gave away the entire story in that title, but I'm still so curious to hear what happened.
We did.
Wait, but get to mine and
we'll
do
till
the
later,
exact same
and I'll
thing.
Say that again, and then we'll do a little transition music. Okay. And then we've got some, I guess we'll call these dog heroes because we've got some vaccine support dogs, which is very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty great. Pretty great. And so I think the theme of this show is you don't have to listen to it. We just told you exactly what's in
why
the show.
Why do we do this part? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Well, because I just told you, I love to drive around on Google Maps. I want to know exactly where we're going and what we're doing. And then when I get there, I want to be like,
that's
what they said was going to happen.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess that's the theme of the show is, that's what they said was going
to
happen.
Our goal is to have no surprises.
Mm-mm. None.
No.
Zero surprises.
No.
Research. And be like, they read up on this. No, we didn't. You know we didn't. You're fine.
10 minutes before we started recording. Don't worry.
Yeah, hey, reading it straight from the internet.
No surprises.
We gotcha.
Renee.
Yeah.
I think it's time for Crumb Boat.
I think you might be right. Yep. That's traditionally what happens after the intro. You still feeling good about it? Do you feel good with following the format?
Yeah, I think we should. I think it'd be actually kind of deceitful if at this point we... took advantage of our listeners' trust.
Mixed it up and we're just like, well, here's the outro.
Exactly. Oh, man. And then,
you too. Now, listen, we got barking and waiting.
Yep.
We got icy tug.
Yep.
What you feeling?
I'll go first this time because I think mine is short and yours seems funny.
Okay.
Yours seems funny. Okay.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's funny. So the dogs, I was trying to think of like, what's up with these dogs lately? They still really like barking.
Oh,
that is something that they have
still
doing it.
Right.
And I had a friend come over to help me finish editing a music video that I'm working on, which I'll plug someday.
Cannot wait.
But I was like, because I haven't had anyone over in a long time, especially someone they'd never met, it was like starting at zero with Crumb where it was like, in my brain, I was like, yeah, they'll bark at first when you walk in, but they'll calm down.
Right.
And it took about 5 hours for them to calm down.
Oh, sure. Of course. Yeah.
So that, I guess that's something about reopening and things that we don't think about. But it's like, I got to do some retraining on like people come over sometimes and you don't have to lose your mind.
And it'll be fine. Two things I like. Yeah. One is I do think there are a lot of unknowns in the new world. Will we still be allowed to work from home?
Right.
Will anybody ever go into the office full time again when are concerts opening up?
Yeah.
I like that. This one, we're just going to check the box out of the gate. Still barking in the new world.
We are still barking. Yes. They are consistent, if nothing else.
Right. I respect and appreciate. Mm-hmm. I have also heard this, though, too, from people. I was just talking to a friend of the show, Dave Holmes, and he was saying that he tried to go get an outdoor beer on a pretty busy street.
Yeah.
And he said the smell of smoke combined with the sound of traffic, along with the music of the restaurant. He was like, my friend and I lasted 5 minutes. It was just so much sensory overload that we were like, no. So I think, it's going to take a sec for us to adapt
include the dogs
to new stuff. Yeah,
totally. Even more so in a way, because I think with Cricket especially, I've never had him in not a lockdown,
right?
So it's like he's got no idea what goes on.
Yeah,
but
I also think it's continual and just like what's a lot. I have noticed that when I send Tugboat to camp 2 days a week, he's a little ornery with me for a few days later.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, me and my friends are cool. And I can't get him to we're playing by my rules. And he'll start to get like a little grumbly and barky. And he knows he's not allowed to bark in this apartment. But I just think whatever environment you're immersed in, that's how you behave. So it's just going to be
just an ebb and flow.
An ongoing tango.
Yeah, they'll get there. Yeah. And the second little thing I wanted to talk about is that I polled everyone and asked what breed they thought Little Cricket might be. And I have not gotten his DNA results back. But I did want to share some of the responses because
please. Yes.
Some are funny and some I just had not thought of. So I thought, oh.
It's here. Yeah. All right. A little bit of column A and B.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got a classic. A good boy. Probably going to come back there. Yeah. Yeah. But a lot of people said a Yorkie mix. And I had not thought about it. And somebody even said a Yorkie and Cairn Terrier mix. And I was like, what is that? I can't conceive of that. And I Googled it. And I essentially got a picture of Cricket.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, like, I hadn't considered that there's a world where he's actually not part Chihuahua.
Neither had I.
Right.
Yeah.
But there
are not funny
dogs that aren't Chihuahua that look like that. I know.
Gonna have to see it to believe it, but okay.
Yeah, and apparently a Chihuahua Yorkie, I learned, is called a Chorky.
Oh, that's cute.
Right?
Well, I kind of hope it's that. Yeah.
Me too.
I love that so much. I just now I was like, God, I'm really doing myself a disservice by not knowing my dog breeds that
well. I know,
it's
hard.
We did Mutt-min it for the longest time.
Yeah, that's true.
Retained none of it. None.
It's hard, though, because there's so many, and there are so many, like, seemingly small differences between certain ones that I, like, tend to just remember one version of that type of dog, and then I go, oh, goodness, I didn't, like, white fluffy dogs? There's actually a bunch of them? I didn't know that.
Well, I can't wait. Okay.
Also, Amy Solomon said five parts Scraggle, five parts Mouse. Probably right.
It's obviously that.
Probably right. Someone said, this is a crouton. I've seen them hanging around fancy salads. I thought, you're right.
That's funny. Right? Yes. Okay.
Got Chihuahua, Cairn Terrier, internet influencer. Probably.
Clearly already. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's decided.
And, a lot of Yorkie, and that I forgot that was an option, and I was like, probably right. So, listeners,
that's going to be wild when they get it right. I feel like all those people are going to be able to get a job as a PI.
Yes.
A little private investigator.
I thought you were going to say like a job with Embark.
No, sure. No, not at all. they're going to get down to the crimes of this town.
As long as they're specific
their
to dog
detective
breeds.
Skills.
So we'll see. I'm excited, but for everyone.
How long has it been?
I got an email about a week ago saying it'd be 1 to 2 weeks. So hopefully by next episode
we're
we'll
on
know.
The cusp.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited. I'm invested. That Yorkie thing is going to be.
I know.
Chihuahua is not on there.
I know. I'm going to lose my mind if there's not Chihuahua on there, and I don't know why, but it's just going to blow my mind.
Yeah. To the point where we'll have to bring back Mutt Minute, and you're going to have to tell me the qualities of a Yorkie.
That's
because
same. I mean,
don't remember. As the word comes out of my mouth, I'm like,
Yorkie.
Peppermint?
Yorkshire.
It's like refreshing, right? Like a.
Yes,
like
and they make a nice sound when you break them open. Yes.
Right.
Yes, that's a Yorkie. But I guess also I was so confident that Crumb was a terrier. And
that's true.
Nope.
You can't be trusted.
I cannot be trusted.
No.
I was like, this
no
is
idea.
A border terrier 100%. And it was like, this is not even close. And I said,
okay. Right. I walked around this town telling everybody I had a part golden retriever. So, I think it is just, it's a familiarity with what you know previously.
Yeah, totally.
That's easy. You want to hear about Icy Tug?
Yes, please.
Okay. It is not that exciting, and it's on his Instagram, so you know it. So somebody had taken their cooler and dumped it out on the grass. So ice galore. You've seen the meme, the American Bulldog who's just lying in the ice.
Yes.
And I know you've seen it because I use it every single time it's hot in the summer. Just, ooh, it's hot out. Renee's tweeting.
Renee's tweeting and it's hot.
Yeah, Renee, you know, you know how it goes. So I saw it, and then I'm not a praying man, Alexis.
Okay.
Said a little prayer.
Oh, well.
Please let him meme this. Please let the memes be true. Please let the memes be true. And lo and behold, an angel said, you know what?
Here you
memes
go.
Are true.
Oh, thank God.
You can keep believing. Took a bite, laid right on down in it.
Yes.
And then the funniest part for me was that late, so he was getting a little belly chill.
Yes.
But also partaking in the chill, which is also chilling his belly. So eating the ice, laying in the ice. I think the maybe cherry on top of this hilarious Sunday is that it was 71 degrees outside.
Like, really a nice day.
You need a, honestly, you need a hoodie.
That's incredible.
Just old hot dog over there was just like, whew, thank God. Relief at last.
But here's the thing. If I didn't know about, you know, germs as much and also sure. didn't mind being wet as much.
Right.
If I saw like a human sized pile of ice.
Yeah.
I don't know that I wouldn't go lay in it also, kind of regardless Certainly. Of temperature. Just out of like, in that same way, I'd like to lay in a bunch of noodles like in The Wedding Singer, I think that
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've always wanted to. It seems nice.
Right. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
So,
yeah. You're right. I'm not scolding. I'm just letting you know that memes do come true if you believe.
Memes do come true.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, what time is it?
Well, I'll tell you. It's time for My Mutt Minute with Lydia, Kubro, and Mia. Hit it!
Woo!
Hi, I'm Lydia, and I want to tell you about Kubro, who is an Australian Shepherd, and he's all gray and black with two black eye patches, so he looks a little bit like a dog dressed up as a raccoon for Halloween. He is a good, good boy, but life is pretty scary to him, so he has to have a lot of encouragement and assurances that everything is going to be okay. And I also want to tell you about his new little sister, Mia, who is a teeny tiny little pit bull mix. She's mostly black with a white chest and white paws, and she is the bravest, bounciest little dog I've ever met. And she tells Kubro, come on, life isn't scary. It's super exciting, and we should go sniff it. She likes to carry a toy around in her mouth pretty much all the time, and her meaty little tail wags constantly and makes knocking sounds when it hits the walls, and then Kubro has to go check and see if someone's at the door. If you want to see them, and I think you do because they're precious, you can go check out at Kubro and Mia on Instagram. I guess this has been a My Mutts minute since it was two of them.
Alexis, did we have to pause to go look at the Instagram for 5 minutes? Of course.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Listen, Lydia was not lying to you. This page delivers.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to say,
Kubro
is breathtaking. Kubro is the kind of dog that I thought I would have. And then somehow I got two rodents. I don't know what happened.
Sure. Just a gorgeous Australian chat. But I got to tell you, Mia's doing it right.
Oh, yeah.
She dipped her paws in. She's wearing some socks.
Yep.
And just in general, I feel like I embody both of these little buddies. Yeah, absolutely. Words of affirmation type of dog. I love it so much. That's his love language. Let's do it.
I also love that the constant prank that is going on by knocking in the wall and then Cooper's got to check. Classic.
The funniest. Now, Lydia, I only have one note because I am at this Instagram right now. And again, you got to check it out. Kubro and Mia.
Yeah.
I think maybe we undersold how much snuggling is happening between the two.
It's really
it's,
cute.
It's there and it's cute. Kubro, always the big spoon.
Yes.
As he should be.
Yes.
They're just
like perfect little cartoon dogs come to real life. Really, really cute. Really
I love it. I love to see it. And I applaud any My Mutt Minute where you can squish two into one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great job. That's hard to do.
Love a sale. I'm like, you know, I got Johnson & Johnson. I love two for one. Love a sale.
Whoa. Two brothers for the price of one?
We got to do it. We simply have to. Now, I feel like listeners are like, I have an Instagram of my dog.
Yeah.
Have you sent in a My Mutt Minute?
Exactly.
Because that, I don't want to bring it back where we take someone's home.
I know, Alexis. We've gotten so, it's hard because it's, you know, it's a lockdown. Things are,
exactly. Where are they going to go?
But people are getting vaccinated. Yeah. And like,
and rules are rules. If you have a dog's Instagram, you have to send it on My Mutt Minute.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and hey, we don't make the rules. Yeah. We just make the rules. Okay.
That's it. We just enforce them.
We make them and we enforce them. And that's fine. Don't blame us.
That's fine. Just because we made them doesn't mean it's our fault.
Exactly. Just because we made them, we enforced them, we took your house does not mean we're responsible for taking your house because we made the rules.
I would love to see any jury say otherwise. Yeah. Now that we know that, though, if you have a dog's Instagram, you have to make a My Mutt Minute. How do they do such a thing?
So if you're like, okay, I want to, but how? simply record it on your phone or your laptop or whatever recording device you have, and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll play it on the show.
Easy. Mm-hmm.
And you get to keep your house.
Yeah, and also we won't take your home.
Win-win.
Are you riddled with guilt over your TBR pile?
Are you filled with shame about a book that you just can't seem to finish?
Are you having regrets because grad school killed your love of reading?
We're Reading Glasses, and we're here to help.
I'm Mallory.
And I'm Bria.
Let us absolve you of all your reading guilt.
Stuck on a book you don't like?
We'll help you dump it.
Can't figure out what to read next?
We'll recommend something in your wheelhouse.
Can't decide where to buy your books from?
We'll point you in the right direction.
No matter what you read or how you read it,
we'll help you do it better.
Reading Glasses, every Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Hey, kid. Your dad tell you about the time he broke Stephen Dorff's nose at the Kids' Choice Awards?
In Dead Pilot Society, scripts that were developed by studios and networks but were never produced are given the table reads they deserve.
When I was a kid, I had to spend my Christmas break filming a PSA about angel dust. So yeah, being a kid sucks sometimes.
Presented by Andrew Reich and Ben Blacker. Dead Pilot Society, twice a month on MaximumFun.org.
You know, the show you like, that hobo with the scarf who lives in a magic dumpster.
Doctor Who?
Yeah!
Renee.
Yes, ma'am.
I had a really good idea.
Okay, I'm listening. I like your confidence.
Thank you. I know it's a good idea. I thought of it. It's good.
Duh. Yeah.
You know, we're just talking about how sometimes you need to kind of do a little bit of retraining on your dogs after time has gone by. You know, you always got to be working with them.
Of course.
And
yes.
It's hard, though, because if you're me, you don't own the books that you used to train your dogs with. But,
right.
Do you know where they are?
I do.
Oh,
do you want to tell them?
I want to tell them, though.
You want me to tell them?
You can just check them out on Libby.
You got to go to Libby,
yeah.
You guys.
Yeah. Zach George's, which is what I mostly use for Crom, all his books are on Libby. You can just check them out. They're also available as audiobooks. So you finish this and go zap that on. And if
there
you're like, what is Libby? What are you talking about? please stop. What are you talking about? I want to tell you right now. Libby is a free reading app created by Overdrive that lets you borrow ebooks and audiobooks from your library on your phone, tablet, Kindle, or computers. All you need is a valid library card from your library.
That's easy. That's it.
Yeah.
You would think you'd need more, but that's it. That's all you got.
And
yeah.
If you're like, I don't have that. If you don't have a library card currently, you can read samples of any book you see. And then once you do get a library card, which is very easy to do, you're free. You can simply borrow available books that you want to read. This is the craziest part to me. They return themselves automatically. There's no catch to this. It's just,
wait, hold on.
Yeah.
So you get your book.
Yes.
They give it to you for 2 weeks.
Yes.
It's in your inbox for 2 weeks and then they take it away?
Yeah. They go, don't
so
worry.
So it's also an incentive to finish the book?
It's incentive to finish
the book.
Because
it's going to be gone in 2 weeks?
Yes. And also if you don't finish it, you can recheck it out. Like,
of course you can.
There's no hidden fines with any of this. It's just a very cool reading service that wants you to read more books and get access to hundreds and hundreds of them and audiobooks as well. And it's very cool. And Renee, if they want to know more, what do they do?
Well, I'd love to say. Okay, yeah. Here's how you do it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Download Libby at the Apple App Store or Google Play Store to start borrowing and sampling ebooks and audiobooks today.
Mm, okay.
That's it. You just have to download it.
I just download the Libby app, which is Libby.
Oh, Alexis.
Uh-oh.
Now you just heard about it. My dog's lying in ice.
Yeah, that's true.
Just laying down in it.
Yes.
Chomping on ice as if there's no hope on the horizon. There's nothing more refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing tastier available to him this summer if he were to get hot. This is what it has come to.
Wow.
Do you have any good news for him?
I have. Hey, go get Tugboat. I want to tell him some good news. Actually.
Okay. Hey, Tug. Come here.
Yeah.
Hello, it's me, Tug.
Oh, nice. Okay. Hey, Tug. I saw that you were over there eating just like kind of old ice cubes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's Ben and Jerry's actually is making doggy desserts.
Well, he's fainted.
Oh,
I can't. Well, it's back to me. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
he's
fine.
Just he's tipped over.
Wow,
he's over the moon about this.
Wow, that's very. Yeah, it's true though. They are making doggy desserts. I'm so excited about this. Especially, I honestly think that Tugboat is going to love.
Oh, he's
going to
lose his mind.
Like, oh my god,
it's going to be. I hope the containers are edible.
Yes, <that's true. laughs> I mean
he's
they are
not
going
to be able to differentiate.
They've got two exciting flavors to share as frozen treats with your favorite pup. They've got Punch's Mix and Rosie's Batch.
Come on.
Yeah. Which one do you like? Like with knowing nothing, name alone, what do you think Tugboat's going to like better?
Obviously, Rosie's.
Yeah. That's funny. I thought Tugboat's not going to be. I think I'm going to try Punch's Mix for the two here.
Sure.
But this was inspired by Ben and Jerry's lovable office canine to fivers. Yeah. The new Just for Dogs frozen treats are the perfect reward for good pups or cooling off a yard full of party animals. Dig into your favorite pint and let your dog best friend enjoy theirs too.
Okay, so here's how we're going to do it, guys. You're going to check out both doggy flavors at benandjerry.com. That's BenJerry.com. Okay. So check out all of the Ben and Jerry's options at benandjerry.com. That's BenJerry.com.
Now, finally, you can do like the one for me, one for you, and not feel bad about it. Every day.
Yeah.
I promised to not surprise anyone with this news story.
Thank you so much. Yep. Let's hear the title of it again.
Two tiny guard dogs chase away a bear.
The twists and the turns. What will happen? We know already.
I really didn't think about it when I was writing it down. But that's the whole story.
As somebody who needs to know what's going on, I appreciate it so much. Why don't you go ahead and put that ending in the title for me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Romeo and Juliet, they both die, the book. Okay, so
perfect. Yes. Yeah, that's so exactly that's all I
will
ask.
Elaborate
exactly.
Slightly in that this happened Please. In okay. Pasadena, California, which is right up the street from me.
Oh wow, there's bears in Pasadena.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. So that alone, a little bit of a twist. I guess so. Also, the California state flag is a bear. I don't know why we're surprised.
Sure.
They should be around.
Of course they're here. Also, I was only half listening because I was looking up apartments in Pasadena. I got to go meet a bear.
You don't have to go far. Anyway, but so there's their home security footage of it happening. So you're out on the porch and along comes this pretty small bear. And I always am surprised to see bears like this that are like a little bit scragglier and like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, when I think bear, I think like grizzly or teddy. But this is really, I would say if I was going to make it a dog, like a cattle dog of the bear world. You know what I mean? A real medium sized bear. Anyway.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this bear comes onto the porch and you're like, okay, what's this little bear doing? And then he just figures out how to get in. I think just slides the door open and walks into the house and he's in the kitchen. And you're like, uh-oh, he's going to get his little hand in the honey jar or something, right?
Obviously. Yeah. I do want to just real quick make sure you were on a news site, not YouTube, and it was called Goldilocks and the Three.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they didn't call it that quite.
Okay.
It's called something else. Right. Don't worry about it.
Good. Okay,
nor is it called an old video of Winnie the Pooh. It's not that either.
Sure.
I don't think.
Alexis, are you watching Paddington?
Ooh,
is that what's happening
it's
here?
It's Marmalade. Oops. He's in the road. No, it's real. So he's in the kitchen and he's tromping around. And then all of a sudden you hear the barking before you see them. But truly, two dogs, Squirt and Maymay, which very funny, also tells you the size of them. But I would honestly say they look like Cricket and Crumb sized dogs.
Just little buddies.
Barking like crazy. And the bear is immediately like, no, mm-mm, I'm out of here. No. And it first leaves the house and then it's on the porch for a minute. And you watch the dogs go to the porch too. And the bear's like, all right, I'm out. Jeez.
Yay.
She's getting some marmalade.
Yay.
And they really did it though. I was like, good job.
Sweetie peas. I am torn.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is maybe like, how many little dogs does it take to equal a bear?
Apparently.
For me to, whose side am I on? I think it might have taken three.
Oh, you think three?
It takes three dogs. Yeah, because I'm still rooting for the bear in this.
Yeah.
But
it's, I'm just impressed by the, like, they didn't bat an eye at the size of this animal. There was no crazy. Hesitation of like, we can charge. We got this. And it's
we can do it.
Buddies, you
know what? Actually, I think my note is because you didn't get to see, was one on the other one's shoulders?
Of the bear?
No, of the dogs. And were they wearing a trench coat?
Yeah, of course.
So I think my problem, my beef with this is effort.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I see what you
get
mean.
A little more creative and I'm impressed with you.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm so impressed. It's amazing how brave little dogs are. It's incredible.
It's truly insane.
Yeah.
They should be more scared.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But.
And honestly, maybe some notes for the bear of like, buddy this mosquito coming at you. You're fine.
You could have gotten the marmalade still, my dude.
Yeah.
Paddington, you've gone soft.
Well, hey, listen, keep watching Paddington.
Yes.
It's a great movie. The sequel's even better.
So
you gotta get into it. Okay, Alexis.
Yeah.
You saw it coming from a mile away.
Yeah.
Is there stress? Are there dogs fixing the stress?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Tale as old as time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Dogs are here to fix it. Don't worry.
Yeah.
So we got these vaccines, and in New Jersey, they got comfort support dogs coming in, not only to comfort people getting vaccines, but to comfort the people who are there 12 hours a day issuing the vaccines.
Wow.
So these guys are, you know, they're working their tails off trying to make sure that, you know, every shot gets an arm.
Yeah.
And the dogs are like, I got you, man.
Hey.
Here you go. Come I got here. You. Making everybody happy.
Aww.
But the reason I bring this up, because you know that, right? Like, of course, dogs are heroes. Dogs fix everything.
Yeah, they have to be. Yeah, of course. Of course.
I put it on the dot because I want a little thought experiment
with you. Okay.
Dogs fix everything.
Yeah.
Dogs bring comfort.
Yeah.
You remember, dogs were also brought in to sniff out COVID.
Yeah.
Because they can fix everything.
Yeah.
Do we suppose a sniffing out dog?
Oh.
Doing a little side hustle as
a COVID dog.
And it's just like, hey, love this.
Hey.
A lot of fun. Happy to help. Do want to let you know. Got a little, listen, there is.
There's someone here.
You guys. There's.
One
just
of
so
you
we're
guys.
Clear, I just want to make sure you know what you're doing.
It's also like that dog is hilarious to bring who is like all the other dogs are just trying to get cuddled and be sweet.
Right.
And there's one dog that is like, I don't think so. I don't think that's what we're here for.
Now, listen, I was here in October and I was pretty sure I was told this was bad. So the fact that we're putting it back in seems weird. I'm just saying
dogs.
It seems weird.
So I also imagine, you know, that they got to get back to the shore. They're busy. They got to hustle. They got to tan.
Right.
They don't have time for this.
No, not at all. You certainly can't. Very funny to me. Also, Renee, do I maybe not know exactly how the vaccines work? I know there's a variant of it that makes the antibodies. I get it. I got it. A dog is probably smarter than me being like, no, this smells different than the real one. Probably. But in my dumb brain, it's fun to
it's
think
the
about
same thing.
A sniffing dog is also a comfort
dog. The cartoon version
dog.
Of the vaccine is that like it's just like watered down COVID.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
I don't know why it took them so long. Would you add like Vaseline and water?
Right.
I get it.
It's fine. I'm also the same person at the end of the night who still has one more drink because the ice melted.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, it's fine.
It's
the ice melted, so
here.
We're fine.
This is good. Yeah.
Yeah.
This makes sense to me.
Yeah.
No questions.
Exactly.
No notes.
In conclusion, I'm smart. Okay, Alexis.
Yeah.
Something groundbreaking is about to happen.
Yes.
We're going to wrap up the show, but we're going to do it with a warning.
Well, in that there are no surprises, we're going to let you know right now that we are. This is the outro of the show, but also the intro of a warning.
Good. Everything's clear. Everybody knows what's happening. Exactly. What's going on?
Okay. So also, I will say, I watched the movie Chaos Walking, the new Tom Holland movie. And if you don't like spoilers, go ahead and skip ahead like 30 seconds.
Yeah. So you know how to do that. It's a little round arrow. Right?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Push that twice.
Boop, boop. I do want to warn everyone because there's a dog featured prominently in like the cover images of this movie. And he's there. He's a little border terrier. He's very cute. And I just think I think everyone here would like to know that it doesn't go well for that dog. And I, upon watching it, had wished that I had known that going in. Because I was like, whoa, okay, this movie's different. Because it's PG-13. I thought it was a family-friendly romp. It's pretty rough. So just a little warning, if you were thinking about watching that movie, you still can. It is a cool little sci-fi film, but that is rough. And especially, you know, in these sensitive times, I think it's good to know before getting into something that you want as a distraction. It did bum me out.
Right. I think a very good warning. Mm-hmm. I think that should be labeled very clearly. Listen, maybe go ahead and, hey, did you come back in 30 seconds later? We're still talking about it. go ahead and 30 more seconds, if you please.
Yeah.
Okay. Earmuffs. We're going to have to take Tom Holland's house.
Right? It's probably nice.
He signed on for it, right?
It's like a nice house.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to.
No.
I don't want to. But the fact that in his contract, he didn't say, hey, we should let people know.
Yeah, we should.
That is the level of offense of a house taken.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah. I just really was like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know.
Yep. Thank you for letting me know. I won't.
Probably won't.
I barely made it through you warning me, so I will not be watching.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. And I just think normally not that big of a deal, but I think specifically people that listen to this show probably have a similar kind of reaction to that kind of thing. And I was like, oh, right. I would have liked to know that.
No, these are normal people. So, yeah. Normal people would react as such. Now we got to lighten it up. Okay. Yes. Hey, if you're back, hey. Now you can listen in.
Listen.
Okay, here you go.
Okay.
All right, now you're safe. You're good. Do you got something else to palate cleanse? I believe you do. I think I saw a little.
I do. The final episode of Escalations is done. The little three-part mini series we did for Hollow Public Radio. So all three episodes are out. Please check them out if you're into sci-fi and comedy. We worked really hard on them, and I think they're really funny. I'm really proud of them.
It's so good. It's so good. It's so smart. It's, I don't know, just makes you believe in creativity. And
oh, also in the new one, there's a song at the end that is one of my favorite things we've ever done. So check that out.
I can't wait. Yeah. Okay. I'm about to take Tug on a walk. Yeah. That's what I'm listening to.
Yay.
That. I love it.
You got something?
I do. Well, you know, I got that My Pandemic Makeover Spectacular. Now, I will have to tell you, in my personal life, work is, I'm so lucky. Alexis, I'm in over my head.
Yeah.
I am in trouble. So, something is going, bend it like Beckham? No. Something's got to give.
She's the man? It might be she's the man.
She's the man. Something's got to... So something needs to be modified. This episode is a regular full-length episode all about activism. So you got to get yourself in there. But then what could be happening down the pike is maybe I'll make them a little bit shorter. Maybe that. We'll see. I'll figure it out. Don't give up on me yet, but get in while the getting's good before I have
also,
to
I think everybody,
figure something out.
Me, but also everybody else listening, take all the time you need.
Oh, thank you. I love you so much.
Yeah.
You're the best. Thanks. You're the best.
I think it's true, though.
I love it. Well, now that I've got Tom Holland's house, things might...
Yeah, that might help a lot, huh?
Change some things.
Pretty cool.
Okay, well, speaking of, I should probably go take the dog over and give a little tour.
Yes.
I'll meet you at Tom Holland's house in 5.
Backyard and stuff. Okay. Pretty nice. Well,
maybe, because I feel like if we come as a united front and explain to him what happened,
he'll get it.
He'll be more willing to pass over the keys. All right, guys, we're going to go do that.
Yeah.
We will see you next week. For right now, we love you so much. And can I pet your dog, Alexis?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.